This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Are women rising or falling in Morocco? Sitting in a popular restaurant in Rabat as we enjoy great Moroccan food, having finished the last meeting of this edition of the Organizer's Forum, we went around a room and listened to the evaluation of the participants. It's been a moving and important experience for everyone, including the Moroccan organizers who are part of our delegation. The remarks started on a high note as Leila Nazimi, one of the REACT local campaign organizers, brought us news in the aftermath of our visit at the home of a political prisoner, Aldi, and our visit to the rally to support the families of political prisoners at the prison the following day. Aldi had been allowed to have a cell phone so he could communicate with his family. 9 prisoners had ended their hunger strike after authorities agreed to stop solitary confinement and allow all of them to be in cells together. Leila claimed that the organizers were crediting some of the results to our participation as foreigners, given the government's sensitivity to foreign pressure and opinion. It was hard to believe that we had much impact, but we were delighted to hear that progress had been made. Several participants remarked how impressed they were by young women and their leadership and how it had given them hope for the future in Morocco. I wasn't so sure. My overall impression was more measured. Without a doubt, we'd met some outstanding women, but when I went back and reviewed my notes and the agenda, other than the firebrand director of Mali, most of the women warriors highlighted in the presentation were our own REACT organizers, Bouchra, Marwa, and of course Leila herself. The journalists and economists the first day were men. The political leaders and activists the morning of the second day were men. The leaders of the UMT and ODT unions were all men. The cultural organization and NGO Racine and the Theater of the Oppressed were also run by men. The housing committee organizer was a man. At the ACM, though the project coordinator for domestics was Rose Monde, her co-director and colleague who presented much of the work was a man, and the ACM was run by a man. We met an NGO head of a community center who was a woman. Indonesia remains the only Islamic country visited by the Organizers Forum, where almost all of the organizations were run by women. When we met the head of one of the country's oldest women's advocacy groups, who was a woman, her report on the status of women in the country was very mixed, much of which was confirmed by the women organizers in our own delegation. The family law, passed over a decade ago, had been important for the MENA region, but progress had slowed, and in most reports, was moving backward after the 20th of February. In a surprising development, the social pressure against women and their place in the public space seemed to have become more conservative, and right-wing religious forces became more aggressive after the movement slowed. The bias against single mothers was horribly shocking. Sarah Sunjar of the Democratic Feminist Movement told us that the level of discrimination of single mothers included leaving jagged scars poorly sewn when they were forced to have cesarean births. Discrimination and misogyny doesn't get much more personal or despicable than that. Women are our hope all over the world, and certainly in Morocco as well, and our own women warriors carry great weight into the future. But the tide of progress has been moving against them recently in Morocco, and men and religion are still in front, leaving women's issues in their lives too far back for hope to be a plan when the fight needs to be joined immediately. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.